This is HPR episode 2692 entitled, YouTube URL Tricks. It is posted by First Time Post the Searcher and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, URL Tricks for YouTube to enhance viewing experience and an overview of my viewing methodology.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Listening to Hacker Public Radio, I am your host, The Searcher. Today we'll be talking about some YouTube tricks. Now, I listened to Ahuku's episode on YouTube playlists. That's episode 2675, How to Solve a Problem with Falling YouTube Channels. He covered it pretty well. I'm not going to touch too much on channel playlists, but I would like to add an addendum to that. He mentioned how to change the URLs into watching user upload playlists and then using a Chrome app, Iridium, to reverse the order. One thing I would like to add to that is you can actually change that in one step. Instead of going to watch the video and just change the URL from, for example, www.youtube.com channel, and then the UC, and then the account hash, you can just change it to www.youtube.com playlist question mark list equals UU, and then the channel ID, and that will give the same result. Today I'll be expanding upon that. One thing I would like to talk about is the watch later queue. I'm pretty current on most of the channels that I watch, so I'm not really particular about the order they're in. So when I log into YouTube, I'll check my subscriptions queue, and instead of playing the video, I'll add it to my watch later queue by clicking the clock icon on each video. When you hover your mouse over it, it should appear in the top right. Then I'll go into my watch later queue. You can access this by clicking the little three-line settings icon in the top left and going down to watch later, depending on the user interface. I think the older version, you had to click on your profile and then go to watch later, and it may be different if you're accessing YouTube on your phone or on your TV. But in your watch later queue, you can actually go into edit and then sort by things like the date that you added it to the queue, also in reverse order if you choose. You can sort it by the date that it was uploaded. For instance, if the order of the episodes do matter to you, by adding them to watch later queue, you can reverse sort them by the date so they would be in chronological order, mixed in with everything else you've added. When you're on the channels, sometimes they do have a playlist for different series they do. I know I've watched Three Blue, One Brown. It's a math and physics kind of lecture series, and they will break off the individual topics. So what you can do is go into the playlist that they've had, and you can click in on the playlist towards the right when it shows the list of episodes, save it, and it will appear not directly in your watch later queue, but when you go into your drop down, it should be right next to it. It seems like it has a few more options if you do it that way. I don't think you can reverse the order on that, but usually they've got it pretty well set as far as the ordering for the playlist. Now, one trick that I do really enjoy, I get real distracted whenever I'm trying to watch YouTube videos and you've got the comments, you've got the videos on the right, everything's just kind of a blur. It's hard to really focus on the video at hand. So you can full screen it, but then you're limited in what other things you can do on the computer. I like to move the window aside and have a another panel that I can follow along with tutorials. Or so what I'll do in that case is I'll embed the player as if I'm watching it on another web page, but it's just full screened in the window, no other distractions. And the way you do that is you change the URL. For instance, if it says playlist, question mark, list, and then the name of the playlist, you can change the word playlist to embed. What this does is it just full screens it, but just in the window itself. I use Chrome, and there's a way to turn a URL into a web app. In this case, I'm using Windows, and I'll create a shortcut for Chrome, and then I'll edit the shortcut, and I'll add dash app equals URL. So when I open it up, it is a full screen just to the window. I don't have my toolbars. I don't have any other extensions loaded. And I can just drag that off to the side. The video will play in just the box that it's on. So I'll embed my watch later playlist. Shortcut for that is WL. That's a capital WL as in Whiskey Lima. For Linux, you can make a desktop file, or you can just set an alias in your profile, or just create a one-liner script. If you have a smart TV, in my case, I have a TCL Roku TV for less than $200, I can cast my TV using my Watch Later queue, and if there's any additional videos I want to add, I can just add them, and it should sync all that. And then once I'm done watching my videos for the day, I can go into the Watch Later queue. If you go into Edit, there's a button that says Remove Watch. And every video that you watch, you go ahead and clear out the queue so it's fresh for next time. And anything that you haven't been able to get to yet will remain in your queue. If the Cast to Device icon isn't appearing, you may have to pair your TV to your account. You'll load the YouTube app on your smart TV, go into pairing mode, should be in settings, and it will provide you a code that you'll put into youtube.com/pair. So anytime I watch a video, I've got an icon at the bottom that says Cast to Device, and then I can select which device I want to cast to. In this case, I just have my TV. Now, I've also done this on my phone, and I noticed when I was over at a friend's house, they also had a smart TV, and I was on their Wi-Fi, so I was able to cast to their TV from my phone. So as they was watching YouTube, I was loading up additional videos to watch in the queue, and you can have multiple people adding to the queue and selecting what to watch next. So if you're listening to music, you can have multiple people adding their songs to your playlist. That should be it for today. To recap, add new videos to your Watch Later queue. Optionally sort videos in your queue to match your viewing preference. Launch your queue in Chrome app mode for maximum viewing comfort, or cast directly to your smart TV. Be sure to check out the show notes for some helpful links, and feel free to comment with any questions or record your own follow-up episode. Again, I am DeSearcher, and you've been listening to Hacker Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.